again, Bearcat running back Jaden Brady, and we'll talk with Jaden here in just a little bit. But Rich joining us here, and Rich, a big weekend coming up. Always a big weekend with family, a weekend on the Northwest Missouri State campus, and you always have a good crowd for Bearcat football that Saturday afternoon.
Yeah, no doubt. You know, I think the one thing Bearcat football, you know, epitomizes is family. And, you know, caring about our kids, caring about the families that that send their kids to us, and there's such a strong connection within the community and our alumni base that Family Weekend is always a special day.
Yeah, and again, you get a chance to play in front of a huge crowd as well. But when you talk about the Northwest football team and family, what are some of the main things you want to have the players take away from Family Weekend?
You know, just, you know, we talk about, and I get asked this a lot, you know, obviously, you know, for with Scott and the entire situation that transpired with that, he was such a big part of my life, and I don't ever want to forget that or forget that link. It's why we have the red on. There will be an SB patch on. But it's kind of hard to difficult for my players, because it's been enough time now that none of my players know who he was. And, you know, a lot of people in the community do, but, you know, what we've done is we've kind of flipped that script. And, you know, for each one of these guys, there's been a why. Somebody that helped them get here, just like Scott took care of me as a young graduate assistant, and then when I came back in 2004. So, you know, and that's what Scott was about. You know, I want his memory and his legacy to be who he was. And it wasn't about accolades about him. What it really was about, you know, cherishing your family. And, you know, I know that you were around, you know, Scott's entire career, and you understand that, you know, win, lose, or draw, every Saturday afternoon, evening that we had a home game, you know, you drive by the Boswick house, and there were a ton of people, and a lot of them were his family. And, you know, so just trying to link that with our kids. And, you know, one of the things that we're going to do this week is we're going to replace our back bumper with their why, and, you know, who was the influential person in their life. And just to try and personalize it, it's not just a day. It's about, you know, because for each one of these kids, somebody made a difference in their lives and helped them get to where they are, not just as a football player, but as a student. And that's what we want to represent.
You know, and taking that a little bit beyond this, too, from years watching what you do with the program, it seems like days like this, you really make it special for the players. And then you look at some of the other days surrounding Bearcat football, such as Military Appreciation mm-hmm. Day and Agriculture Day, things. You kind of bring it home to the team a little bit, what it means to the players, to the family on days like that as well.
Yeah, you know, it's one thing to have a day called Family Day, and you know, it's a day, right? But in order to make it special, you want to personalize it. You want to personalize it for every player in your program. And like I said, each one of them has a why. And, you know, for me, this day will always be symbolic of Scott and what he represented, and, you know, how he took care of me when I first came out here in 1995. And, you know, I'll always carry that piece of it with me. But I hope to, you know, what I'm hoping to instill in the kids is doing that same thing with their own families and with their own special people. One of the things that I broke down the huddle with today is I said each one of you is going to have an individual on the back of your helmet. Take the time between now and Saturday to call them and tell them that you made a difference in your life. Because I think sometimes we look at life and think people know, but it's always great to hear.
Oh, no doubt about that. Again, when you talk family with the Bearcats, too, from game to game, you look down on the sidelines or in the stands, and a lot of former Bearcats come back and make a point to, again, try to be a part of what's going on the Northwest Missouri State football team. And you guys have done such a great job welcoming the alumni of the football program back to where they continue to feel like family.
Yeah, you know, it's they have a lot of pride in what we've done and what we've established and built here. And, you know, when they come back, we try to do everything we can to roll out the red carpet as much as possible on a game day. And, you know, about a decade ago now, maybe a little bit more, we started a deal when the University of Miami, you know, really flipped the switch and got rolling. You know, you would see Warren Sapp, Michael Irvin, guys like that on the sideline. And we wanted to welcome those guys back in the same fashion. So that's why we put them on the sideline. And, you know, one of the cool things about that, and my players don't understand it yet, but you and I do, it's It's a little different when you got to make a drive to Maryville, Missouri, because you kind of have to want to get here in order to be here. And for those guys that, you know, have wives, have families of their own, have jobs, have lawns to mow, for them to make the trip back, we need to, you know, we need to honor them in whatever way we can and make them feel part of the program, because without them, this wouldn't be what it is.
And I think one of the things that's special, too, with that relationship with the former players is that so many of your former players have gone on in life and been very successful and mm-hmm. have either businesses or connections in the jobs they have that can bring it back and help the players off of your current teams and maybe get that first job or get that first break when they get a vote.
Yeah, you know, that's one of the things that I really try to do is create those networks and those links for kids. We actually we have pods that we work on as coaches and try and align guys with majors into people that are former players that would be fits in their corporations, businesses, whatever, you know, whatever endeavor that they're in, and where our kids want to go with it, and to be able to set them up with a former Bearcat, a former player that understands the rigors of what we go through has been a good deal. And, you know, our kids have flourished in that role.
Again, we are broadcasting live from A&G Restaurant in Maryville on In the Trenches with the head coach of the Bearcat football team, Rich Wright. When we come back, we'll bring in Jaden Brady, a running back for the Bearcats from Savannah, and talk to Jaden along with Coach Wright. That's coming up right after this timeout.
Today's broadcast is brought to you by local internet provider United Fiber, providing a variety of fiber-fast internet plans for residents and businesses with speeds up to 1 gig. More information is available online at unitedfiber.com.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Sure Ag LLC, with locations in Forest City, Savannah, Plattsburgh, and Osborne. Paxton, Randy, Rich, and the Sure Ag team provide the region with fertilizer, chemicals, and other farm supplies. More on products and services at sure-ag.com.
Support for today's broadcast comes from Maryville Shelter Insurance agent Brad Ford, a proud supporter of the Bearcats. Brad provides coverage for auto, home, life, and business, 24-hour claims assistance, and insurance reviews. More in office or at 562-2911.
Support for the Bearcats comes from United Country Property Solutions, LLC, welcoming Phil and Amy Schreck to the Maryville team. United Country Property Solutions specializes in selling land and country homes serving Missouri and Kansas. Brokers Bob Carlson and Dan McChristie.
Support for KXCV KRNW is provided by the Northwest Foundation, providing support for the Northwest Alumni Association and the university's funding needs since 1971. More information is available on Facebook or online at nwmissouri.edu/alumni.
Today's broadcast is underwritten by A&G Restaurant at 208 North Main in Maryville. A&G offers more than 100 menu items, Greek night every Friday, banquet rooms, and more. For additional information, agrestaurant.com.
Welcome back to A&G Restaurant in downtown Maryville on In the Trenches. We're with the head coach of the Bearcat football team, Rich Wright, and joined by Jaden Brady, running back for the Bearcats out of Savannah. Jaden, it's good to have you with us here on the show here tonight.
It's good to be here. Thanks for having me.
And let's just talk a little bit before we talk about the family day and what it means to you, Jaden. Just talk a bit about your path coming to Northwest Missouri State from Savannah, and understand really it was the visit you took on the Northwest Missouri State campus that maybe turned your attention toward Northwest.
Yeah, it was definitely a very interesting process, and it was a really big blessing just to be able to come to Northwest and just see what they were about. I remember I didn't have a whole lot of interest from a lot of colleges coming out of high school. I got the opportunity to come here on an official visit, and I just instantly fell in love with the place and the culture and just the family aspect that all the players were talking about while I was there. And I really started to lean into that as I went off with my player recruit, that the host that had me. And he just really pressed into me, said what the guys were about, and I really just wanted to buy into that. So it was a really easy decision from that point on.
Who was your player host?
Robert Riley.
Okay.
Great guy.
And again, you talk about the family aspect, and we talked about on the open here with Coach Wright, that's such an important part of the success of Northwest Missouri State. And as you look at this weekend coming up now, obviously with the knee injury, you're not on the field, and I know that's a place you'd really like to be. But when you look at a family weekend, what does maybe what's your why, as Coach was talking about, and what this means to you this weekend?
Yeah, my why, it's always been my parents, especially my dad. Just growing up, he's always there. But he's always been there for me. Always sacrificed his time, money, and just things that he wanted to do so I could go and play football or any other sports that I wanted to. So it was just really important for me to lay that aside and start playing for him, start playing for my family, and just showing them that what they sacrificed for me wasn't in vain.
And also, you're coming in, looking at a high school playing for the Savages. It looks like you were successful on both sides of the ball as a defensive back as well as a running back, and might bring Rich in on this as well. When it comes to becoming a running back in Northwest Missouri State, what were some of the big things to have the ball in your hand as a running back?
Will you rephrase that one more time?
Okay. Well, maybe, Rich, you can maybe talk this first. What did you see out of Jaden to be a running back as opposed to coming in as a defensive back?
You know, it's just his skill set. You know, he plays at a great pad level. You know, he's physical. You know, his low center of gravity, his ability to change direction were all things that when we saw him coming out of high school, we said we just felt like that was going to be a better fit for him. And, you know, and he took to it like a fish to water. I mean, he really started to do some things that impressed us, which is why, was it 2 years ago now?
Yes, sir.
That you ended up on scholarship.
Mm-hmm.
And we did that spring game, am I right on that?
Yeah.
And even that, you know, we try and make a deal out of it. I'll let you describe how it happened, okay?
Yeah, so all the way leading up to the spring game, our running back coach kept asking if we had family come to the game, And I was like, yeah, I do. We got a head count, did all that. And then we had a little presentation before the spring game in the Hughes Field House, and we were near the end of it, and a police officer actually stood up, went to the front, and asked if they had – there was somebody illegally parked in a handicapped spot. and of all things, it was a Chevy Malibu, which is my dad's car. So he stood up, and I was like, oh, my gosh, what's he doing? Like, how could you do this right now? And just embarrassing me. And then he goes up there, and then as soon as he got up there, he just said, you're actually not parked illegally. We just wanted to tell you that your son earned a scholarship. And then just all the emotions poured over me, feeling all the love from all my teammates. It was just a really, really special moment.
And Rich, I've seen you do that in the past with the players that have really earned that to get that particular point. And I imagine, and it seems, it's just such a heartwarming thing to see the hard work of athletes such as Jaden pay off before they were able to work and get that particular scholarship.
Yeah, no doubt. I mean, those guys come in here and you know, go above and beyond and sacrifice everything for the opportunity to not just play here, but to earn a scholarship, and they earn it, literally. And he had put in the work and put in the time, and, you know, it was just time to make it happen and make it special for him. And so we always trying to come up with new ideas on how to do that. And I'll never forget the look on his face, you know, when his dad walked up there. It was pretty awesome. I got Clarence Green in on it, and Officer Williams is the one that I think came in,
yes,
if I remember correctly. And Anthony came in, and he acted all serious, and it was absolutely perfect. So and then to watch, you know, the genuine happiness from our other players, because, you know, when we offer that, those kids know that they belong on scholarship and they deserve it, and it's you know, it's just it's a great all-around experience.
And, Jane, talk about your freshman year coming in and the work you put in that particular year to get to the point where you were able to get that scholarship. And, again, I know a lot of hard work goes into that and making the adjustment, not only from college or high school as a running back there, but some of the skill set that would be a little bit different as you come to Northwest Missouri State that you had to work on that freshman year.
Yeah, it was really different. I mean, in high school, I actually never ran between the tackles. I was a big jet sweep guy, and I'd go on some routes at the slot receiver position. So coming in, it was definitely a big transition. Game's a lot faster. I just kind of had to hone in, get a lot of time with just cuts, reading blocks inside the line of scrimmage. And after that, it just became almost like a second nature, and it just helped. I also had Robert Riley, Jamar Moya, just a lot of those guys, Al McKellar. They just helped me really hone in on that skill set and helped me out a lot.
Hey, Rich, too, I know one of the things you like when you recruit an athlete is that they're successful in other sports besides football. Mm-hmm. You look at, I know for that baseball was one of your sports, an all-state catcher, I believe. What did you see out of Jaden from what he was doing in other sports as well as football that attracted you to bring him into the Northwest?
Just all the things we look for, just looking for general athleticism, hand-eye coordination, you know, things like that. And those all integrate into playing football. It's a different it's a different avenue, you know, in terms of recruiting, but at the same time, it gives you a glimpse into the kid. And also from a psyche standpoint is, you know, not wanting to just compete in one sport, but wanting to compete in multiple sports says something about the individual and being able to do it at a high level.
And being a catcher, kind of a leader of the baseball team, I imagine that aspect of baseball transfers over a little bit from the leadership role.
Yeah, it was definitely different coming into college. Having to earn the respect of other guys, which I think is an important part, being a part of the football team. But, yeah, as far as, like, vocally, I think it's just bringing energy every day, picking guys up, just making sure that they're not doing it alone. And you just got to almost lead by example and show that you're going to be willing to do all the gritty stuff so they can follow you and they're doing that.
And as the sports you played growing up, football obviously is probably your favorite, I would guess. But what did you enjoy about the other sports you played?
About baseball, I really liked just the time with all my friends I had back home. I've been playing with them since I was in second grade all the way up through high school, so it was just cool to see them every day. And then as far as basketball, I mean, it kept me in shape. I mean, I wasn't the greatest. I'm 5 foot nothing, don't weigh a whole lot, but it was good just to be out there. I was more of a pass and cut kind of guy, but it's just being around the guys. That's a big thing I like, and like just what we're talking about this week with family. I think it's just a big happy family is what we're talking about, just showing love to one another and being able to be there for one another.
And that team aspect is important regardless of what sport they compete in to transfer over to football as well.
Yeah, well, you see leadership, you see grit, you see toughness, you see competitiveness, you see just all the things that sports teach you. So that's something that we look for. And, you know, the other thing is that, you know, in the recruiting process, we look for multi-sport athletes because we feel like when you get here, if you specialize in one thing, and not that there's necessarily anything wrong with it, but sometimes your upside can be a little bit limited if you train to do that year-round. If you're watching a guy that's playing three sports and always involved, you know, and now you come to our place and train to be a college football player for 365 days, we usually get a pretty good uptick off that.
And with Jaden, his ability to run the ball, and also it looks like a pretty good ability catching the ball coming out of the backfield there, kind of gives you a little bit of a dual threat with it.
Yeah, no doubt. You know, and he had a big year for us last year. And, you know, it's symbolic of the types of kids that we recruit, you know, went from a walk-on to a captain. And obviously everybody on the team was disappointed that he got injured in that second scrimmage and kind of a fluke deal. And, you know, but it's just his attitude is infectious. I mean, you know, there's a lot of kids in that moment that feel sorry for themselves. And I remember my wife said that she gave him a hug and was like, you know, this is going to be okay. And he goes, yeah, it is. You know, it's part of football. And, you know, there's so many kids in that moment that have a tendency to feel sorry for themselves, and justifiably so. I mean, they work so hard to do this, and all of a sudden, you know, you got lemons, and what are you going to make? Are you going to, you know, and Jaden just comes to the complex every day and makes lemonade. And, you know, from the moment that the injury happened till now, his attitude, his energy, his infectious behavior just permeates throughout our football team.
You know, there's another aspect, too, of what we've seen in the last couple of years suiting up for Bearcats that always impresses me. It's being a kick returner. And it takes a special breed there to want to catch a football and then have about 11 guys coming down full force to try to make a physical contact with you and hit you as hard as they can. To me, that's a little bit of fearlessness you have to have with that, too.
Yeah, no, I mean, I've always loved it. Ever since I was a little kid, just seeing it on TV, always seeing, like, Devin Hester return kicks and stuff like that. It was inspiring almost. So coming to college and also through high school, I just always wanted to do that. I remember our starting receiver, Kashawn Griffin, went down with an injury early on last year, and I went up to our running back coach, and I was like, I can do this. Like, I want to try and do this, please. So he gave me the opportunity that it happened. I seized it. Everything worked out, and I mean, obviously, I haven't got to do it this year, but it's awesome. I love doing that.
I would imagine, Rich, that's something you like out of a player, just to volunteer when he sees a need on the field such as that, to be able to step up and help out.
Yeah, absolutely, and it just represents the kind of kid that he is. He's fearless. You know, you talk about kick returners, punt returners, and as coaches sometimes, and Coach Sturdy jokes with me a lot because he did that in college, and he said, you know, coaches are always yelling at guys, catch the ball and do this and do that. He goes, you get back there and catch the ball
really?
With 11 guys coming running at you. You know, so it does. It takes an amount of fearlessness and trust in yourself, and he's always displayed that.
Now, again, with the knee injury that we talked about just a little bit, obviously you're not on the field like you would like to be this season, but as a captain of this team, what are some of the things you're trying to do to help this team from the sidelines maybe that where you can still contribute this season?
I mean, a big thing is just for us just staying up, having a lot of energy going into games and just through practice and just focus on little things. So I think just positive reinforcement to my guys and just being able to pick them up whenever they're feeling a little down, just having a good conversation with them and having to be able to relate to them, I think is a big part. I feel like we focus a lot on football and not on everyday life, and I feel like that's a big part of being a captain is just being able to have a good conversation with one of your teammates.
And I know earlier this week I saw you down in the weight room. You're already back trying to work out and trying to do what you can right now. Just talk a little bit about the process involved now to work out and keep upper body strong as well, and then when you can get going doing the workouts and things you need to do to get that knee back in full force. What's the process you're involved with right now?
The process right now is just going to the athletic training room in the mornings. Probably takes about 2 hours, just doing a lot of rehab there, kind of strengthening up the knee and the quad area. And then in the weight room, it's kind of whatever Joe Q tells me. I mean, he's a magician with what he does, and just yesterday, me and him did 20 sets of five on bench. So, I mean, there's really no slow going into it. It's as soon as you get back, you're full blow, which, I mean, I wouldn't have it any other way. It's good to be back around the guys and around the team, and it's just nice to be able to be back.
Outside of football, what are the things that you enjoy doing?
A lot of time with family, and I also just like to be outside. I mean, the world is beautiful, and it's just nice to see what God created. And I think just being able to be with family, my parents and my little brother, it's a reassuring time just to know that football isn't everything, but it's a big part of my life. But to be able to go back to my family and just have them love on me and me love on them is just important to me.
I would think, too, one of the nice things about coming to Northwest from Savannah, it's a quick drive for them to get up here and see you just at any time, but to where they can come up and watch you play football, where it's an easy trip for them to follow you.
Oh, yeah, they love it. I mean, my dad was a little leany at first. Savannah graduate, just coming up to Maryville. I don't think he owns anything green yet. I really don't. But, I mean, he loves it, and they love it just coming up. And it's a quick trip for them, like you said. I mean, a lot of my family gets to come up to the games whenever I was playing, and they still do. They're big supporters of what we do here, and it's important to see that.
I guess you can find hoodies and different things, black color with the Bearcat paw and some different things where maybe he doesn't have to wear green to maybe stay away from some of the spoofound green, I guess, with that rivalry between Maryville and Savannah there.
Oh, yeah, he's got a lot of black polos, black hat, but there's no green, I promise you that.
Well, sometimes rivalries are hard to bury, right?
Yeah, no doubt about it.
All right, and as far as academics, Jaden, what are you studying and what do you hope to do?
I'm actually in exercise science, kinesiology, and I'm hoping to turn that into be a strength coach, either at university or high school, or do like a really sports-specific training like football. And I've interned with our strength coach, Joe Quinlan, the past few years, and just seeing what he does and seeing how he interacts with the guys, I just love what he's doing, and I think that's something I want to do whenever I get older.
I guess if there is a positive from the knee injury, you get a chance to see on this end what needs to be done to rehabilitate knees for in later life when you're doing this, helping others come back from injuries and things.
Yes, sir. I think it would be really important, and I think just being able to connect them mentally will be good too. I mean, Joe's really good at that, just making sure I'm in the right headspace before I do anything. So I like that. I'll definitely take that away from him as I go forward with meeting with the other teams.
All right, again, we are broadcasting live from A&G Restaurant in downtown Maryville and in the trenches with head coach of the Bearcats, Rich Wright. We'll come back and have more right after this time.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Sure Ag LLC with locations in Forest City, Savannah, Plattsburgh, and Osborne. Paxton, Randy, Rich, and the Sure Ag team provide the region with fertilizer, chemicals, and other farm supplies. More on products and services at sure-ag.com.
Today's broadcast is being underwritten by Tri-State Ford Lincoln on South Main in Maryville, providing a wide selection of new and used cars, trucks, and SUVs to customers across the Midwest, along with a service department and vehicle detailing on site. More information at tristatefordmaryville.com.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Northwest Cell on South Main in Maryville with over 30 years of service. Along with nationwide coverage, Northwest Cell offers a wide selection of features, including unlimited plans. For more details on plans and devices, nwmcell.com.
Today's broadcast is brought to you by local internet provider United Fiber, providing a variety of fiber-fast internet plans for residents and businesses with speeds up to 1 gig. More information is available online at unitedfiber.com.
Support for the Bearcats comes from United Country Property Solutions, LLC, welcoming Phil and Amy Schreck to the Maryville team. United Country Property Solutions specializes in selling land and country homes serving Missouri and Kansas. Brokers Bob Carlson and Dan McChristie.
Today's broadcast is underwritten by A&G Restaurant at 208 North Main in Maryville. A&G offers more than 100 menu items, Greek night every Friday, banquet rooms, and more. For additional information, agrestaurant.com.
And we're back on In the Trenches with head coach of the Bearcats, Rich Wright, as we look ahead toward this weekend. We talked earlier that family weekend coming up, and Lincoln University is the opponent. But I guess the first thing to talk about is just the weather situation could be a little bit dicey on Saturday.
Yeah, it's kind of looking that way right now. I was meeting with Andy Peterson this afternoon before we actually went out to practice, and we're going to have to try and make a call tomorrow. We plan on getting to the complex. Well, I'll be at the complex before that, but we're going to sit down at about 8 o'clock and try and make a decision on what time kick's going to be. From every indication we have now, and our trainers and some of the administrators have a little higher level weather detail than what my weather.com app does. And so they're just saying that, you know, after 1 o'clock, it looks like we could get into some severe weather with the thunderstorms, and it's supposed to last, you know, for quite a while off and on. And the one thing I don't want to do is stop and start, you know, and I've been a part of a lot of those games over the years. And so we may kick the thing off at 11 o'clock in the morning. And so as soon as we know, we'll put it out on social media and get it out on our web pages and stuff and try and notify everybody. But, you know, if things hold the way they look right now, that's kind of where we're veering to. The weather isn't going to be ideal. Sounds like it's going to be raining all morning. But if we can at least, you know, skate the severe weather and the thunder and lightning, that's kind of what we're looking to do.
When you look at Lincoln during their second year under head coach Jermaine Gales, I know last year he was quoted before the season that one of the things he wanted to do with this program off the start was try to bring in more speed into this program. Second year in, looking at a little bit of film, it looks like he's got a few guys now that are a little bit faster than what they were in the past, and that's, I know he's got a ways to go yet, but it looks like he's heading in the right direction with some of that.
Yeah, he's doing a good job. I mean, they're obviously better than what they were a year ago when we watched them, and it's just, you know, it's a process like everything else, and he's got a couple really good skill receivers. He's got a big quarterback that's really mobile. Week one against Emporia State, he took the opening snap and went 70-some yards for a touchdown. They've got a back that's a good player. You know, it's just it takes time to develop offensive and defensive linemen, and, you know, as I look at it, that's, you know, that's kind of still where they have some issues.
It looked like last week in their loss to Washburn, just a few missed tackles too, where they were kind of lined up and ready to roll, but just missed a few tackles would have made a difference.
Yeah, you know, Washburn scored 17 points in the first quarter, and then never had seven more points the rest of the football game. So it was a closer game than you know, maybe the score indicated. 24-10, I think, was the final. And so, you know, Lincoln did some good things, and they hit him on a couple of explosive plays, so we're going to have to play well.
As far as your team working going into this week, what have been the major emphasis for your squad this week?
You know, really, it's getting back to, you know, we've had setbacks, and, you know, we've had injuries. And, you know, the thing that I talk to my guys about all the time is that nobody feels sorry for Northwest Missouri State. You know, we're going to get everybody's best shot every week. We've been at the top for a long time. We can't control injuries. We can't control the weather. You know, so what do we control? What we control is our execution and our ability to perform at a high level. And we've got to, you know, frankly, we've got to play better. And, you know, I think the kids have accepted the challenge this week. We've had a phenomenal week of practice. And we're going to play with the guys that we got. And that's all we can do is press forward each and every week. And so, you know, we got in the huddle on Saturday night, and, you know, we're all disappointed. Probably nobody more than me. You know, I think anybody, you're around our program a lot, and if you, you know, understand the time and the energy that we spend at this, it isn't just a job. It's what we love to do. And, you know, we care so much about these kids and want success for them. So it is disappointing, and it hurts. But at the end of the day, you know, all we can do, you know, the blessing, I think, from our perspective is there are 8 games on our schedule. And All we can control is each and every week, and this week it's Lincoln. And let's see where we finish at the end of these eight games, because the MIAA, you know, at least from what I've been able to see now 3 weeks in, I don't know that there's going to be an undefeated team. And, you know, we have a couple of big games coming up, and, you know, we just got to play well and take care of what we can control. And when we get to the end of the season, we'll see where we're at.
All right, Rich, as always, great to have you here on the show here tonight. And, again, one of the things I really enjoy about this show is getting a chance to talk with people like Jaden Brady here. It's been great to have you on the show here tonight.
Thank you. I appreciate
it. All right, again, we are at A&G Restaurants. We wrap things up on In the Trenches with head coach of the Bearcats, Rich Wright. Don't forget, Saturday, it's Bearcat football. Again, right now, our kickoff will be at 1:30 with a pregame at 12:30 with Bearcat Game Day, but that may be moved up due to the weather conditions. Again, follow social media, follow their Bearcat Radio Twitter feed, as well as KXCV, KRNW. We'll let you know if that changes before it turns into an 11 o'clock kickoff. My thanks to everyone involved with our show here tonight, Rich Wright and Jaden Brady. I'm John Coffey, and so long.